Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch Jr. with another segment of the Triple E's, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is my good friend, Dr. Paul Miller, Principal and CEO of Green Tech High School, Albany, New York, and one of the nation's leading educators. Welcome to the show, Doctor.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for having me.
Well, we so appreciate it. And this is part one of a two-part segment because you have so many accomplishments. We had to bring you. We're gonna have to bring you back for a second time. So
Thank you for having me.
Dig right in. Where are you from, and how did you get into Albany? How did you wind up in Albany?
All right. So I am from Rochester, New York, and I'm from Rochester. I'm from the east side of Rochester, New York, from Hudson to Joseph Avenue. And so anyone who knows anything about Rochester is usually like I think it's like the fifth poorest city in the country. Mm-hmm. The murder rates are usually either top one in the state, or there's even times it's been top 10 in the country.
Wow.
The last time they published rates for graduation rates for black males was at 9%. And I'm right from the projects in one of the worst areas in Rochester, New York. So how did I get here? See, I became an educator, and I was an educator. I've been doing this for about 20 years.
All right, give me a little brief history for formal education. Tell me.
So formal education, I have a bachelor's degree from SUNY Brockport in physical education teacher certification. I have a master's degree in educational administration, and I have a doctorate in executive leadership and both my master's and doctorate are from St. John Fisher in Rochester. Uh-huh. So I just knew education was my way out. It was going to be the greatest equalizer. So I was knee deep in the hood and did what you do when you're in the hood and involved in unfortunate circumstances and items. But I knew I wanted better. I knew I wanted different. So what I ended up doing was education was my key. And I was decent athlete as well. I played some football. I started at
Look like the guns are still loaded.
A little bit, but I played at University of Buffalo my first year. Got hurt and came home and transferred to Brockport. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of my ticket and my way out. And so I became a physical education teacher because I knew that I loved kids and I had loved sports at the time. And through that process and through that teaching, I just saw a lot of things with educational systems that weren't right. Almost every principal I worked for just wasn't about kids.
Wow.
Like, they were doing things that was about them, and they were doing things that was political in nature, and that just isn't me. So I said, you know what? I got to do something. I got to make a difference. So I said, let me figure instead of being part of the problem, let's be part of the solution.
Right.
So I went back to school. I got my master's degree in educational administration and became a vice principal.
So let me ask you this then. Tell me, what's your why?
What's my why? Why do I do this? And see, that's interesting that you asked me what my why is, because a lot of people, and I thought about this, and there was a gentleman, I was reading a book on leadership, and there was a colonel, and they asked him this question, what's his why? And the colonel, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but the colonel said that his why, and this colonel had done so many things. I believe the colonel was a colonel in the Army. He was a superintendent of a school district. I think he ran, he did something in city government. Like, this man was like a bigwig. Mm-hmm. And they asked him, what's his why? And he said, I'm in love with what I do.
I like that.
And so I said, wow, what does that mean? Like, what am I in love with? Mm-hmm. And so am I in love with what I do? And so my first initial answers were kind of corny. Mm-hmm. So they were like, oh, I love the kids. And I do.
Right.
But I said, I got to dig a little deeper. I got to get below the surface with this. And so when I say it, you're probably going to be like, okay, I love to win. So what am I?
Sir.
I'm in love with winning.
Winning.
So
okay.
I don't care if we go outside and we have a foot race, even if I'm going to do everything I can to win. When it comes to education, I'm going to do everything I can to win.
Okay.
If we're going to have a cooking contest, I want to outcook you.
There you go.
If whatever we're going to do, I want to win.
So then tell me why Green Tech is so successful when, based on statistics, it should be struggling. What's up with that?
Because I want to win. And when I say I want to win, I don't want to win for myself. I want to win for our kids.
Okay.
So growing up the way that I grew up, without a father, in a broken home, exposed to domestic violence, drugs. Mm-hmm. I want to give back. I want to be able to create systems that work for kids.
Which leads me to the next question.
And that works differently.
Right.
And so that we win because we have built systems. I have been able to build systems that work, and systems that work for kids who look like us.
Ah.
and
who
make
speak
sure
like us. But when and I have to say that kind of carefully, when they look like us, speak like us, but speak like us in a good way, because you know when sometimes when you say speak like us, they look at that you know a little strange. But right. I can totally get where you're coming from with that. So let me ask you this then:
yes.
When it comes to speaking, you spoke all over the country.
Yes, sir.
What's next?
So I'm actually working on, and I just wrote something for I'm trying to do a TV pitch. And so my TV pitch, and I'm going to go down to Atlanta and pitch it at the Atlanta Pitch Fest.
Okay.
So it's, and again, we'll see if it gets picked up, but the pitch is going to be about school rescue. So they have bar rescue, they have Restaurant Impossible where they try to rescue. What about school rescue? What about rescuing our kids? People put so much time and effort into these other things that give back money, but what about our babies? What about our kids and the educational system? I believe across the country, there's almost 10,000 schools that are failing a year. Like, we got to stop this. We got to do something about it.
Absolutely.
And so I've been able to build systems that work, and I've done it for 20 years, and I have graduation rates that are out of this world. We graduate
totally
95.
Totally uncharacteristic for your school. So let me ask you this.
Right.
Thing. Recently, you added a new middle school to Green Tech.
Yes, sir.
Please tell us why and when historically almost all the middle schools in Albany fail. Why would you take on such an immense task?
Because
the odds are stacked against.
Because we owe it to our kids to do it right, and so when I say we owe
great
it to
answer,
them,
educator.
When we owe it to them to do it right, so we graduate 95% of our young men. We have a school currently that has 97% all black males. Mm-hmm. We have over 90% poverty, but I have a 95% graduation rate with 100% acceptance to college.
Wow!
And so when I say that, sixth graders, we had to get them earlier because last year when kids came to me. I believe 84% of them were reading and doing math at a fourth grade level.
Mm-hmm.
That means that 84% out of 120 kids that I took in the year before, 84% of them were on a fourth grade level. The year before that, 76%.
You can't even go and apply for a job.
So that means that, all these schools in this area are not doing these babies justice.
Right, right.
So we had to change it.
Okay, so let me move on to the next questions that I have because I want to try to get everything in. I heard you added some new components to Green Tech High School. Please tell us about what the new and how it's going to help the boys and the Albany community.
So we just built a luxury barbershop.
Wow.
We just a construction tech lab because we have our own program where they're buying their own land, they're building their own house, and then they're selling their own house. So now that they're learning the skills necessary, so it's working in as part of the program. Next year, it'll be a full-fledged classes that they'll be doing during the day.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a full STEM program with our sixth graders where they're making and learning how to launch rockets. They're going to do structural engineering. They're also doing home improvements.
Isn't that great, learning how to launch rockets instead of guns?
Absolutely.
Right, because in Rochester, the neighborhood you grew up in.
That's what we knew.
Right, right.
You know, that's what we grew up with. But these babies are going to grow up with something different. Our job is to show them something different. It's project-based learning. It's just a different look for education.
Okay, let me get these last three out of the way. Recently, I saw Green Tech in the news for sending 400 students in the community to do random acts of kindness. I love this. How does that support their academics and build their character?
So we do a lot with character development, and they have to do 100 hours of community service to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're not good human beings, what else matters? So we have to build them up as good human beings and build them in this community. So doing random acts of kindness puts smiles on people's faces. We sent 400 young men who typically are looked at as a threat. So our young black men are looked at as threatening. They went all over this community and did positive things. And you know, I could only get like one news station to cover this.
I know, that was so unfortunate. But now you got the biggest
Absolutely.
And the baddest.
That's why I'm happy to be here.
Right? Yeah. All right, the hippest, hottest, baddest host in America right here.
Right here,
covering
Mr.
your
Bosch,
story.
I'm glad to be here.
All right, so why do you have so many community events and why is it important for the young man at Green Tech?
Because it's bigger than them. They have to believe in something bigger than themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to learn to give back because at the end of the day, if you make it and you don't turn around and help somebody else, what is the point? So we're instilling that in them. Great. We're instilling values in them.
All right, two more questions, and we're going to be out of here. Some kids and parents don't want to deal with the rules and structure of GTH, Green Tech High School. Why is this the best option for young men in the Capital Region?
Because I can guarantee you your son's going to graduate if they do their part. If they do their part, I guarantee mothers every year, and I make good on my promises.
That's great. Let's close out with this last one. Do you think you could help other schools in the state develop a recipe for success, and why aren't they asking how and what needs to be done? Go ahead. Close it out.
I have two books, and one of them is called We Need to Do Better, mm-hmm. and it talks about all the systems that can be given, but I also consult and work with people. Absolutely. There's a system for everything, and it's running the systems, and I can teach other people how to run the systems if they're interested.
Great. Doc, well, let me tell you something. This is part one of a two-part series. We're going to have you back. Okay, this has been a plum pleasing pleasure to have you on the show, Triple E's, and we look forward to talking to you real soon.
Thank you.